We're joined by Liam Horan, Mayo award-winning journalist. He had his own RTÉ series, Championship Man. He was a sports editor in the Evening Echo. He worked for the Irish Independent.
Thank you very much, Colin and Kieran.
Thank you.
Basically, what we're going to ask you about, Liam, you're organising a careers fair with your company, Slia Nua Careers, and just tell us a bit about it.
Yes, Slia Nua Careers is a career training company. We do CV preparation, interview training, mock interviews, and job searching assistance for individuals. And we have a careers seminar next Thursday evening in Dublin, and that's in the Central Hotel in Exchequer Street at between 6:30 and 7:30, and it'll focus on interview training techniques. It's a free seminar for 1 hour. During that seminar, Elizabeth Hutchison, who runs our Dublin office, and I will talk about giving people tips how to do a better job interview. From our experience and our training, we realise that lots of people, including many graduates indeed, go to job interviews without fully wargaming it or preparing how they're going to ensure that they give the best possible account of themselves. So for that hour next Thursday evening in the Central Hotel, we will hopefully give people tips that will stand to them as they do job interviews.
And Liam, it's Ciarán here now. I'm just wondering, it was a key point behind it, I suppose, having it free because it makes it accessible to everyone, I suppose.
Yes, we do quite a lot of stuff for free. We give out a lot of information for free as well on our website and on various packs we have. We're very conscious of the fact that we are dealing, not exclusively, but quite a lot of people who are unemployed, are just recent graduates and trying to get going. So where possible, we do what we can for free. Now, of course, it does have a benefit for us as well in that it is business promotion, but there's no hard sell. People can come along next Thursday evening, sit in for an hour, and they will certainly leave there with valuable tips for their future interviews. And that's as we believe it should be. You know, you have to give people, I suppose, an opportunity to see what we're like as well in terms of the advice we would give people as well.
Just a question there, Liam, when you said that you have a lady running your Dublin office, where else is Slia Nua Careers situated?
Well, the mothership, so to speak, is here in Ballinrobe in County Mayo. We have an office in Galway City and an office in Ringsend in Dublin as well. So there are three locations. But all of our services are available online as well. So we do Skype interview training, Skype mock interviews. We can do CVs and everything we do without even meeting people if necessary, although it is hard to beat the tactile face-to-face kind of encounter.
And I'm sure the mock interviews won't be as arduous as a Dragon's Den sort of interview.
No, but funnily enough, actually, one of the most arduous mock interviews you will do is a Skype one, because any time you sit opposite somebody, a rapport tends to build and there's body language and a little bit of shuffling beforehand where you shake hands and that kind of thing. But actually, a Skype interview is quite a detached experience, and I've always found that it's the most valuable preparation of all in terms of mock interview, because it takes away all of that sort of rapport building and it gets straight to the point, so you have to really get your thoughts in order and hit the ground running, so to speak.
And I suppose it's keeping with the times, because, I mean, so much stuff is online. I mean, you have your website, you have all your stuff there as well. So I suppose with a Skype interview there, you're just kind of building for the kind of people you're targeting, really.
Just because somebody's located 150 miles from our office or somebody else's office who they'd like to get to, in the modern environment, they needn't be excluded from the service. And that's, I suppose, true of so many different services that once upon a time had to be done face-to-face in a physical location. So from the very start of setting up this business, I prioritised a very strong technology dimension so that we could grow both around where our offices are based, but also grow into areas. You know, we would do quite a lot of work in England, for example. People going for jobs in England would be referred to us for interview training and mock interviews. So from the perspective of the client, it opens up the possibility of getting the service. And from our perspective, it gives greater opportunity to do business as well. And that's what you have to do in business, is keep trying to find new markets without spinning an arm and a leg to get to them.
Just a question for you, Liam. I would have originally heard of you first when you were as a journalist and as a very well-respected journalist. How did it come about that a man from journalism and into sport and a huge Mayo fan would have switched, as one would say, maybe a huge change of direction to business?
Well, I suppose I left full-time journalism about 6 or 7 years ago, even though I was working in journalism, I had some business interests as well. None that sounds much wealthier than it actually is, but I suppose if you look at the business I'm running, which is a career training company, it's very closely related to journalism in that it's a communications job. It's trying to help people to tell their story. And sometimes in journalism, that's what you're doing as well, is facilitating other people to tell their story. I am, and always have been, fascinated by the whole dynamic of job searching. Even when I was, many, many years ago, I helped a lot of my friends with job, with interview training. And I'm always fascinated by how you can use 2 minutes or 25 minutes to best effect when even like now speaking on a radio station or when sitting in front of an interview panel. And an area I've always had a huge interest in is sales. I read lots of sales books and listen to sales podcasts because I think that in there's a magic somewhere about how you convince people of your viewpoint, perhaps. And journalism, you know, particularly with, say, writing sports journalism, we've got to engage the reader. It's not a million miles away from that. You've got to be able to convince people of what you're saying and that, you know, get them to if they don't agree with you, but to respect that you're saying it with thought and with consideration. So they're not that far apart, but I would have always had a very, very strong interest in business. I'm fascinated by business. I do quite a bit of business mentoring for various organizations here in the West, and I love very little. One of the things I love most of all is meeting people with a new business idea. In fact, I sat with somebody today who's got a new business idea, and a very, very good one. And I just love the idea of taking that from a fledgling idea to bring it all the way through to something that can stand on its own 2 feet.
And I suppose maybe to finish off, if I was sitting down now in front of an interview, I mean, would you have any kind of quick tips for me? I mean, is there the right suit to wear? Is there the right cologne to wear? That kind of thing?
We tend not to go for fashion and the order's advice or whatever. We get people to focus on content quite a lot. And what I would say is that if you're about to sit down in front of the interview panel now, it's already too late. Preparation is key. You've got to take the spec of the job that the employer has given you, add that to information you have from the company, be it from friends of yours who work there or from the company's website, and create a kind of a document which says, this is what the company is looking for. This is what they're looking for in this new employee. And really, really look at that very, very closely and say, right, what's in this? Point by point, what are they looking for? Whether it's IT skills, people skills, previous management experience, whatever it is, isolate the very things they're looking for. And try, before you go into the interview at all, write down beside each of those bullet points what you have that meets that criteria. And once you do that preparation beforehand, where you match your skills to their needs, you will automatically do a better interview. Most people go to interview with no real idea of what they're going to talk about. So our advice always is know beforehand what you'd like to talk about in terms of the spec they have given and your skills, and go in and try and talk about that. If you did nothing else in preparing for an interview, you would do a quantifiably better one by just doing that preparation. But there's lots more as well. That's why people should come to the Central Hotel in Exchequer Suite in Dublin 2 next Thursday evening.
Sound advice.
And we wish you all the best with it.